player profile, Effie. Effie, favourite movie?
Favourite movie? I'd have to say The Notebook. I know. I'm a shook. I can't help it. I like to believe romance is still alive and thriving, especially when it's attached to Ryan Gosling. We fell in love with him then. I like to think that I'm sharp upstairs. You know, the tools under this hairy aura of mine are pretty sharp. But what happens when we start to lose the plot? Will people still love us? The answer is yes, if it's Ryan Gosling and if the writers have told him to.
Your favourite actress?
My favourite actress. It'd be so, you know, predictable to say Meryl Streep. So I'm going to say Meryl Streep. I mean, the reason why I say it is she doesn't look like a movie star, even though, particularly in her younger years, she looked like she'd been sculpted by some world-renowned sculptor, artist. Not Picasso. He went a bit skew-whiff. And she's a thinking person's person, and she's a feeler, and there's nothing she can't do. I mean, she's like the David Copperfield. I mean, there's just magic there at every turn. And she's doing still great work. She doesn't give up for no one. And she's worked with the greats. We've seen her with Al, De Niro. She wipes the floor with them. It's like a human mop. So I'd say her because she dares to go there. And that to me is, you know, the definition of a good actress, isn't it? If they go there and then they take you with them.
Favourite breakup song?
Well, you know, I Will Always Love You. And when I say that, I imagine they'll be saying that and singing that. I will always love me above them. That's why you break up with someone, because you turn around and you go, you know what? Nah, just not good enough for moi. And then I would imagine in their minds, from that moment on, I Will Always Love You will be, you know, the soundtrack in their broken hearts.
Favourite falling in love song?
First time ever I saw your face, Roberta Flack. I do believe perhaps that was playing in my mind when I looked into the mirror the very first time. Up myself, I know, but honest.
Favourite TV personality?
I would say Undo right now, apart from the IGA commercials, but Undo.
Favourite meal to cook?
Well, I'm highly flammable, so I have to be very, very careful. I would say nachos. I'd quickly do, you know, the mince and then back away from the open flame and then, you know, chop up, you know, get my little corn chips, get my sour cream, get my avocado, etc. Pop a bit of chili and good thanks.
Favourite TV dating show?
Look, you know, I don't want to give away my age, but you got to take your hat off. Although I can't wear one because obviously I've got a very large head, to Perfect Match. You know, the awkwardness on that couch after they'd gone on that holiday. I mean, they were pioneers. That show was a pioneer. Makes The Bachelorette and The Bachelor look a little bit, you know, like slack. There was a screen that moved. You had to try say the right thing. I mean, you know, there were no looks involved until that screen moved, and then suddenly you're going, are you serious? No way. And I really love the awkwardness after the holiday when they'd sit on that couch and cringe and we would cringe with them.
Best experience at the hairdresser?
Having been a hairdresser, you know, I'm a hairdresser by trade. It's hard, you know, I'm one of these picky people, you know, that doesn't like a lot of people touching my hairs because, you know, they're precious to me. It's my, you know, it's my brand, isn't it? It's my everything, my identity. I had a great head massage. I would have to say the ultimate head massage is the best experience you could ever have without feeling any guilt.
Favourite article of clothing?
I'm going to say something that has no purpose at all. I mean, that's weird to say about clothing. Clothing is usually functional. But these were big in the day. Some of us remember that day. You know, some of us recall Flashdance. I would say the leg warmers. No one understands what their purpose is. Seriously, are your calves sweating? I don't think so. But for whatever reason, they look cute. And I would say that just for aesthetics and cuteness, I would say the leg warmers. Bring them back.
Favourite holiday destination?
Of course, Mykonos, Greece. Hello.
Favourite item in the kitchen?
I'm going to say the whisk.
Favourite bathroom appliance?
Oh, the blow dryer, of course.
Favourite cleaning appliance?
Jif.
And finally, Effie, your advice to the people of Australia.
Know who you are. Know what you're worth. I might look cheap, but I'm expensive. You know what I'm saying? Don't sell yourself short. Keep an open heart and keep your legs closed. That's it. I've got nothing more. I gave it all. I'm walking away an empty shell. There's nothing left.